Welcome to episode 212 of the Uncorked Gamers. I'm Dan.
And I'm Adam. What's going on, Chomos?
Chomos? That's a new one for me.
Not in the pinta. It's an old one, but it's new to me.
Nice, nice. All right, man. We had a good week. Good week of news. I mean, right off the bat, we're going to talk about the Unreal Engine 5 tech demo and how that has disrupted Xbox's game plan that has been building for the past 2 months.
All right, so like maybe you could break this down for me, because I mean, I watched it. It's cool. But it's like, yeah, this is what it can do, but is this what we're going to get, though? Is this going to be like the end, like, result?
It's probably not going to be that good. I mean, for one thing, if that tech demo was an actual game, that game would be terabytes in size.
Yeah, I just saw, like, it just makes it easier for them to, like, import, like, the game developers, for them to, like, import things rather than spend, like, you know, days recreating something they've already recreated. Instead, they can just import it, and then the program would just adjust to that, right? Is that right?
Yeah, I saw a couple videos of developers, like graphic artists, so that I talk about why this tech demo was so amazing. So I can give some insight that I picked up from them into why everybody's flipping out about this tech demo. And that's the exciting thing, though, is that the actual developers and like graphic artists are the ones that are flipping out about this demo and saying that it's basically revolutionary. But for everybody who doesn't know what we're talking about, if you look on YouTube, it's called Lumens in the Valley of the Nanites, which is a tech demo for Unreal Engine 5 that showed off at Summer Games Fest, Jeff Keighley's thing. And we got to see I thought it was a gorgeous tech demo. What did you think?
I mean, yeah, but I still don't understand. So, like, what's the difference between this and, like, ray tracing? Like, are they different engines? Like, I don't get it.
So, ray tracing, as far as I understand, it's, like, something that's trademarked by NVIDIA, like RTX. I think Global Illumination, which is what they're calling it, that might be more open source, a version of ray tracing. But it's essentially the same thing as ray tracing. So it's basically, right. Yeah, they're showing they freeze on a part of the image. They zoomed in on the rocks. The rocks look like freaking rocks, as far as I'm concerned, with the shadows and stuff like that. And they drag the sun around in the sky, and it kind of would change the illumination where the light was coming from and stuff like that on the fly, which is another big thing. So basically, the way games are made now is that two things that they kind of make a point of in this tech demo is, one, your assets, right? Like, if you build a house, whatever, you might design that house in AutoCAD or ZBrush, and you might put a lot of detail into it. And then you would take that as a reference source. You would create a flat model of the house, and then you would build like textures that go on top of it to kind of give it the look of the model that you created.
Okay.
So you basically, you'd create the model, and then you'd have to create a low version polygon of that model. I think you might even have to do that a couple of times, depending on the distance and stuff like that. So what this program is doing is letting you take the original model and let you just put it straight into the game right off the bat. So that's saving people time, like a lot of time, from what I understand. To be able to just take the thing that they made in the first place, just drop it in. You're getting all the details that the artist wanted you to have in there. And the program, what it's doing, instead of having to create like smaller versions of it for like the distance and different bodycon counts, it's doing that automatically. So if it's in the distance, it's using less triangles to render it. And as you get closer, it'll use the full like amount of triangles that it needs to do justice, basically.
Yeah, like, okay, so I saw when the protagonist like enters, like, I don't know, like a big... I don't know what it's supposed to be. Just, I don't know, a big room, and then there's like a ton of statues, and like, oh yeah, so this one statue takes, I forget how many.
I think it was like, yeah, 33 million triangles.
And they're like, yeah, so what we did is we put like over 100 of those same statues that are like the same texture base, right?
Yeah, there it was exactly the same as the first statue they showed you, and just put it in a giant room.
What is that like? If they were to do that without that engine, would that be like incredibly difficult?
I don't know if it'd be incredibly difficult. I mean, the thing is that it's using up a lot of like data and stuff like that. Like that's a lot of file space basically that your GPU has to be able to handle. Your GPU and your hard drive and all the talking that your computer that the system has to deal with and stuff has to be able to talk to each other fast enough to be able to handle all that information. And I think that's what they're trying to show off in that specific part of the demo.
And then how it was just like running smoothly.
Yeah, how it was running smoothly without any like hitches. They didn't have to make any compromises for that scene. It's basically
but if you watch that, it was, it depends on what you watched, right? Because they streamed it initially when everybody was watching it. So it wasn't like a lowered resolution version of what they were actually streaming.
I mean, what they're streaming would be like a lower resolution, but you can actually get the 4K source video.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, when it came out, you couldn't get it yet.
Yeah, I heard some people, they were saying, like, oh, yeah, there's, like, a link you can go. You can download your official, like, 4K video of it that they put out.
Okay, yeah, I have not seen that one yet.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a 4K TV, so it doesn't, like, matter much to me. I saw a YouTube channel's, like, 4K feed of it, which was in 4K resolution. It did look nicer. But, again, I don't have the full 4K TV, so I can't take full advantage of it.
Yeah, same.
But it did make me want to upgrade my TV. Like, I saw that, and I was like, I jumped on Amazon. I was like, oh, what TVs are out right now?
So you're thinking about getting a new TV, 4K?
Yeah, I'm thinking, maybe not right now, but when, like, as we get closer to the actual launch date, I might upgrade to a 4K HDR.
Oh, okay.
Because, I mean, you want to, right? If games are going to be anywhere near that pretty, you want them to look good.
Yeah, like, so yeah, once I get there, if it has, like, you know, obviously if it has, like, if I had, like, a PlayStation Pro, I would have probably upgraded my TV already.
Yeah. But, so, there's another thing that they were showing is that, they have, like, natural reverberation of sound, I guess. So basically they, like, so, like, the way the games have it now is, like, if you're gonna, have a sound play, it'll play whatever. It might like bounce off of like one wall or something like that, I guess, depending on how you do it. But this one's like it'll bounce multiple numbers of times off of different surfaces to make the echoes, like in a cave, I think that's the example they were giving, make it sound more natural.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, I think they have it down pretty well already, so like I don't know, like I've been playing Until Dawn. And, you know, there's, like, lots of noises that happen all around you. It's kind of easy to indicate, like, where, like, what direction it came from, even if it's, like, in back of you at, like a 180 degree, like, you can tell.
Yeah, and I think that's the feature that's going to be kind of, it's going to be more interesting when it actually comes out, 3D audio and stuff like that, to see how much of a difference it makes.
Because I'm with you. I feel like it's there already. Like, so I'm kind of curious on like how they're going to improve it.
Yeah, I guess it's just going to get more precise. You know, like instead of it just being right behind you, you'll be able to tell if it's right behind you on your left or on your right, how much you have to turn your head type of thing, maybe, is what they're trying to go for.
Oh, okay.
So it's just more precise, basically. But I mean, the thing that I like the most is just kind of like, I don't know if you noticed when she was like climbing the rock face. Like, her feet and her hands were kind of going in actual, like, kind of footholds, little, like, cracks in the rock and stuff like that. That you would expect the person to put their body parts into to, like, give them support.
But how can we be sure that wasn't a cinematic that we watched, though?
Well, because, actually, this was supposed to be at GDC. So, you know, the Mark Cerny talk, Mark Cerny was supposed to have his talk. This was supposed to be there, and it was supposed to be playable on the floor through an actual PlayStation 5.
Oh, so wait, if GDC would have went down, would they have just used the dev kit to,
yep,
like, to make it playable? Oh, okay, I was going to say, or were they going to actually reveal what it looks like?
I mean, as far as I know, as far as what they've released, they were going to just have dev kits there, and you would be able to play this demo on dev kit. The actual video that everybody saw was recorded off of a PlayStation 5 dev kit of somebody playing it.
Yeah, I knew that.
Which is, I mean, it's a pretty big contrast to, and that was like kind of like the big takeaway that a lot of people were having. It's like, hey, how come, you know, Unreal can put out this video on the PlayStation 5, Xbox, how come you're not giving us anything running on the Xbox? Because the big the third-party presentation, people were noticing there's a lot of, like, asterisks, you know, played on PC representative of what a Xbox Series X would look like. So none of that, even the footage that we saw on that, like, most, if not all of it, wasn't even running on an Xbox Series X.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard a little bit about that.
So it's kind of, it's very interesting, right? This Sony did not put out this video. This is Unreal. I mean, sure, they had some type of collaboration, stuff like that. But, like, in just an 8-minute video, they've completely changed the conversation around.
I mean, I don't know. Everybody's kind of curious on what they're going to do. Like, they're kind of, like, taking their time just letting Xbox reveal all their cards, right? Like they did last launch.
Yeah. Like, it seems like it's a great idea. You know, everybody was like, Sony, like, oh, Sony's scared, or Sony doesn't have anything to talk about. Like, they know that they're failing, whatever. And then this one video came out, and everybody's just like, oh, Xbox, how come you haven't shown us anything like this, Xbox? Like, where's our video? And, like, I've seen, like, diehard, like, Xbox fans, like, on their videos and stuff like that, being like, oh, I mean, that's it. Xbox has not been giving me the goods. Sony's been giving me the goods. I'm switching now.
Yeah, I feel like fans were kind of trolling Sony, like, reverse psychology. Like, oh, yeah, you guys are trash. You guys don't have anything. Like, I bet you guys don't have anything in the chamber.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, this wasn't even a Sony, like, Sony didn't tell them to put out this video. This is, they did it. As far as I know.
Oh, that's weird then. I didn't know that. I thought they had a hand in it.
I mean, Sony had the partnership. I have not heard of anything saying that Sony, like, was the one that said, like, all right, do this conference to show off this thing or anything like that. The only people that have been talking about this has been Epic. Like, Tim Sweeney and people at Epic that have built this engine and stuff like that. No Sony representative has, like, chimed in on it, as far as I've seen.
Hmm. Still a weird strategy. I mean, I think I get it, but it's still kind of weird. It sucks.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, alright, so, there's, Tim Sweeney said some interesting things about it. One, he called the PlayStation 5 a remarkably balanced device, and he continues to say, I got this off of The Verge. There's an article on The Verge. But Tim Sweeney says, it has an immense amount of GPU power, but also multi-order bandwidth increase in storage management. That's going to be absolutely critical. It's one thing to render everything that can fit in memory, but a much more impressive feat to render a world that might be tens of gigabytes in size almost instantaneously, as Sony's new console and its M.2 solid-state drive are promising. We've been working super close with Sony for quite a long time on storage. The storage architecture on the PS5 is far ahead of anything you can buy on anything on PC for any amount of money right now. It's going to help drive future PCs. The PC market is going to see this thing ship and say, oh wow, SSDs are going to need to catch up with this. What do you think about that quote?
I think PCs can suck it. PS5 is here.
Now, I did see some PC people were like, what the hell is he talking about? Like, we can buy a hard drive that's as fast as the PS5. But apparently what he might be talking about is the way that they're integrated to talk to each other. So basically the distance of information traveling between the hard drive to the RAM to the GPU is a lot shorter, so everything's getting across a lot faster.
Oh, that's what they... Okay, because I saw something like that. It's like it's able... The software, the technology is able to, like, communicate.
Yes, yeah, so that's my understanding of it. And again, this thing's already... I mean, just on the hard drive speed alone, twice as fast as the Xbox Series X hard drive. And I think I mentioned in the previous podcast that there was a guy on the YouTube video that, you know, all speculation was saying that that was going to be, like, a big game changer. And even in this Unreal Engine, they were saying, like, this scene has, like, you know, a billion triangles or something. Like, I think it was, like, a couple million or, like, a billion triangles that are refreshing every frame.
Well, I mean, hey, I mean, I can tell you this. I took a lot of losses, but I've never been a loser. that means I'm not going to buy an Xbox.
Yeah. And just one more thing is that this was created on the dev kit. And I've heard some people say the dev kits are usually not as, like, polished as the actual releases. So it could just get better. And again, the whole thing is, this is Unreal Engine 5.
So I thought it was, like, Epic and Unreal, no, right?
Epic makes Unreal. They make the Unreal Engine.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, my so this was just a tech demo. Obviously, way too much data in this for it to be, like, a reasonable game. This is going to be multi-party, so anybody can use this. You know, this will be used on Xbox Series X. It'll be used on PCs. They just decided to show it off on PS5, which, you know, turned a lot of heads. So it's not exclusive or anything like that. But most first-party games don't use Unreal Engine. Right? Unreal Engine 4 games look great and stuff like that. First-party games tend to look better, right? And granted,
yeah, true.
This isn't going to come out until 2021 to the mass market, so it's not going to be on any of the launch games. And it's not, games that run off of it probably aren't going to look that good because nobody's going to be putting in that much time and making a game that's going to be like 5 terabytes large, you know?
No, it's too early in the cycle.
It's too early
in
the cycle.
Way too early.
And so, yeah, some people compared like footage of previous like Unreal Engine tech demos versus like games and stuff like that and say like it never looked that great, but aspects of it would look as good as it.
Well, like, okay, so for example, people said that PlayStation 4 wasn't where it needed to be graphically until, you know, the last phase of the PS4, like The Last of Us is what a lot of people say.
And I wouldn't necessarily buy that. I think there's been a lot of, like, great-looking PS4 games. I understand that,
yeah. I mean, Until Dawn. When did that come out? That's been out for a while, right?
I mean, that was, like, first year, I think.
Dude, I've just played that game, and I had no problems. It, like, no bugs, no glitches, ran completely smooth. It uses all real actors in it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, even when you're walking around, and even if, like, you don't want to, like, be, like, involved in, like, the little, like, cutscene that's happening, you can walk around, and the character is still voice acting, like, to a T. Like, I was like, whoa, like, they actually have, like, they're conveying, like, emotions and, like, still speaking to that person and, like, their body language, too. I was like, dude, that's crazy. Because I was like, I'm pretty sure it released close to, like, launch.
Yeah. No, it was impressive for sure.
Yeah, you know what? And then I played Heavy Rain also, and that game was not impressive.
That game was a PS3 game, to be fair.
Oh, shit. Okay, I didn't know that. No wonder it was like that.
Yeah, but, I think Beyond Two Souls, I think, was also a PS3 game later in the PS3 lifecycle. I think the one they did on the PS4 was the Android one. Detroit. Yeah.
Yeah, I just actually started playing Beyond Two Souls. It actually still looks pretty good. Like, Ellen Page, like, it looks good. It doesn't look weird or anything. Like, it looks like her the entire time. No weird problems.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's one more thing about this Epic story that's pretty cool. Actually, there's a couple of things I want to talk about Epic. So, as far as the Unreal Engine 5 demo, they have changed their contract information. So before, you could use Unreal Engine 4. Your very self could download it right now, use it, make a game, put it out, and you wouldn't have to pay them a dime until you made like $50,000 on it. But with the announcement of Unreal Engine 5, they changed that so you don't have to pay them until you make $1 million.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's pretty crazy.
Yes.
That's actually pretty cool, though.
Yeah, it's really cool. So apparently, I'm not 100% sure if this is true. This might have been just somebody like extrapolating, but I heard that at one point Tim Sweeney said, "We don't need more money." So like, he's basically like, they made enough money that they need to make off of the Epic Games Store and off of Fortnite, that they're basically kind of just like trickling it down. Basically, like, they want to disrupt the current like way things work and make it more favorable for everybody to make games, stuff like, make it easier financially anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty cool, like, the whole them doing that, like releasing the engine to people to create games, or how Dreams came out to encourage like people to make games also.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's going to be like a whole new generation of people making games, I guess.
Yeah, like before, like I had no idea how it's done. And it's like, oh yeah, you don't have the tools, here you go.
Yeah. But I think the craziest thing about the Unreal Engine 5, as far as people that actually make games is concerned, is that apparently like this could like cut their development time like in half. As far as, because like, I guess it would like not having to recreate everything in like lower poly res models, I guess saves a lot of time.
Yeah, they're just straight importing it.
Yeah, and especially with the lights too. So we're talking about the lights going across. So they would also have to make a surface and make a film around to go around that surface that says like when light hits it, it reacts like this. But because the light is dynamically changing out by itself and it knows what to do, they don't have to do that either.
Right, yeah, because it's communicating, telling it that, oh, okay, like, it should be bouncing like this, and then the shadow should be here.
So, like, I mean, everybody's complaining about crunch. I'm wondering if this might help that out. Because if it's saving time and all these different factors, I wonder if that's something that's going to be helping out, like, crunch in the industry and stuff like that.
Oh, that's an interesting point that your cat's making.
Yeah. Hopefully I'll be able to cut that out.
No, it's fine. Leave it in. But, yeah, other than that, what else about the tech demo?
Oh, right. Nothing else about the tech demo. They did release in the Epic Game Store. I think it's still going right now, but you can get Grand Theft Auto 5 for free.
What? On PC only, huh?
On PC only. It's through the Epic Game Store. But it was such a popular thing that it was crashing their servers of people trying to get the game for free, that they had to take it off of their game store.
I mean, okay, see, that's where PC is cool, because they can do a ton of mods. They can basically put anybody from themselves in the game to anybody you could imagine in the game, anything they want in this, like, open world game.
Yeah.
That is kind of cool. I mean, but I don't know. I think a lot of people just play the online, right? Like, nobody's playing the story mission at this point.
I mean, I don't know. If there's a lot of people that haven't played it, they might.
Not, it's not for me. I don't think I could go back to a Grand Theft Auto game.
Yeah, I don't think I can do it. I mean, I still snag it.
I'm tired of the open world.
Yeah. I just want to point out real quick, I just noticed something. If you people notice that there's a difference in my mic quality, I just noticed that it's using the webcam mic that's hooked up instead of my Blue Yeti mic. So,
oh, do you want to pause this and use Blue Yeti?
You know, it's too late. I'm just going to go with it. I'm not going to have a half good, half bad.
This should be interesting. Yeah. No wonder. Oh, man, I thought you sounded a little different.
Okay, how bad is it, though?
It's not bad.
All right. Good enough.
I mean, I could just notice a difference, but it's not bad.
Glad to hear.
So June's coming up, so we got some games coming out soon.
Right?
One that was recently announced. Oh, it's not, I don't know if it's up for pre-order yet, but I kind of want to do it. And, that is Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that one, too. I kind of want to pre-order from GameStop, too, because it comes with the tech deck.
No, dude, I think it comes with an actual skateboard.
No, that's only the collector's edition, and that's sold out.
Yes. Oh! Dude, it came with the OG Birdhouse board.
Yeah. Dude. Get one to get that for a little brother.
I wanted that one so bad. Damn it, I didn't know it went up for pre-order.
Yeah, it went up for pre-order like Monday, I think.
It said that if you pre-ordered the game, you get access to the demo.
The warehouse,
yeah. I thought it was like a demo, and I was like, oh shit. I was like, alright, and I started looking, and I couldn't find it on any, like, I couldn't find it on the Nintendo eShop, I couldn't find it on PlayStation Network. I was looking, man, because I was like, dude, I'm down for this, because I saw what they did. And it's not like a straight up like HD remastered. Like, this thing they fully like went in on this one.
Yeah, I will say that it is not coming out to the Switch currently.
So yeah, I know that. Okay. I thought it would have, but no, so it's pretty cool. So they're going to have the park creator in there, and how on the Mario Brother one where you can make the levels and stuff.
Oh, Mario Maker?
Yeah, Mario Maker. This is going to have a skate park maker, and you can share levels just like that.
Yeah.
So, like, I could make a skate park level and then share it with you and vice versa. And you can play other people's levels. You can play against friends. Yeah. They brought back all the OG characters.
All the secret levels.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to have the UFO in there and stuff. And the alien.
Well, they said all the secret levels. So, I would have to assume so.
But yeah, man, I'm pretty hyped on that one.
Yeah, also...
And all of a sudden, Skate got announced.
Wait, what was that?
Skate?
Yeah, they announced a new one?
I believe they announced... They said they made some remark or something, and people were like, well, all of a sudden, now you guys want to make another skateboard game. Huh. Like, I guess a lot of people have been asking for another Skate.
Yeah, people have been on that franchise.
I did like it. I thought it was pretty cool.
I never got a chance to play that one.
It was cool because, like, you would move the stick back, and then you would kick the board with your analog stick.
Yeah, I remember it was, like, a lot more, I guess, realistic.
Yeah, it was to the point of, like, frustration, but, like, pulling off something made it that much better.
Right. Shantae.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Did you pre-order it?
Yes, I did. Which one did you pre-order?
PS4 Collector's Edition.
Wait, which Collector's Edition? Does it come with the plushie?
No. Just the one that comes with the
Steelbook.
The Steelbook, and I think it was like a mini soundtrack or something like that. Posters and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's same. I don't want the plushie.
Yeah, I'm stoked, though.
I thought it was cool that they actually pieced it out. It's like, you could just buy the game, and if you wanted, like, one of the things that comes in the bundle, you could just buy that separate.
Yeah, I think that's a cool way of doing things, for sure.
Yeah, because, like, I was like, oh, that is pretty cool. Like, I don't know if it makes it cheaper. I didn't do the math or anything, but I thought that was pretty cool. Another game coming out, I kind of want it, because it seems perfect. On the go, it's Clubhouse 51 games for Switch. It has poker, it has solitaire, it has backgammon, it has mini foosball, chess, checkers, pool, little hockey, Chinese checkers, 21. Like, I can't even go on. Like, it has 51 games.
Wow.
Like, I don't know, it seems pretty cool, like, to be like, you know, like, maybe you don't want to play, like, an actual video game. You want to play, like, a board game. You want to play some Mancala. You know, you can do that.
You've become an old man, Adam. You've become an old man.
I know, man. I'm golfing now.
You're like...
I'm going to sleep early.
Like, hey, thanks everybody for coming over to my house to play some games. Let me just load up some backgammon real quick.
No, I think old people play, what is it, Gin Rummy?
I don't know what it's called.
I don't even know if I'm saying that right.
No, you are. You got that one.
Is it Gin Rummy or Jim?
Gin, Rummy? like the alcoholic beverage.
Is it even spelled like that?
I think it is.
I don't know. And then another one coming out is for PS4. It's Ease, Memories of Salsetta.
The PSP one?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay. That was a pretty good one. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, I had it on my PlayStation TV. The graphics were not that great. So, hopefully this version will be a lot better. Or a little bit better. Because it was stretching the image and it was, like, blurring it.
Oh, okay.
And then the Wonderful 101 for Switch.
Yeah. I heard that one's not doing so hot.
I don't know anything about it. I really don't. I just know it's a platinum game and people have been praising it.
You should look that up. I think RKG might have done a video on it, but apparently, like, the Switch port is running worse than the Wii U port.
How? What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Oh.
I would definitely investigate that one a bit.
This is a Mighty Number 9 situation.
So this one was done by the original developer that already put the game out.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah.
So the real question is,
I mean, it was Kickstarted. Remember, people paid Kickstarter money for this.
More than $60 for it. So the controversial title, are you going to pick it up next month? The Last of Us 2?
Oh yeah, no, I never canceled my pre-order. It's coming in the mail. I'm getting it. I'm going through it. I mean, a lot of the people that I listen to have had the same sentiments I had. We don't know the full context. We haven't played the game. It might actually work out and be really fun and make sense after you've played through the game. Just, you know, it's like just hearing somebody give you the cliff notes of a movie doesn't necessarily mean that you understand the movie and the different, like, notes and hits and stuff like that.
You say so, Dan.
I mean, I don't know. We'll find out. Come June. If you're right, and I'm like, man, this is some hot garbage, they already pushed an agenda, I'll admit it.
I mean, dude, I want to play because, like, I've been playing some games and, like, they play really well. And then some games that, like, look good and then they were hyped. And then I play it. I'm like, dude, this thing is clunky.
Like, well, that's the thing. I'm like, I don't think this game will play bad.
No, I don't think so either. That's the thing. That's why, like, I want to play it because I know the controls are going to be smooth.
Yeah.
And it just really sucks. Like, see, if I did play the game, I would stop up to a certain point.
Why? Why do that to yourself, though? Just finish it, man.
Just because in my mind, it doesn't happen if it doesn't get finished. You know, it's like, if you put a cat in a box and you leave it there for 24 hours, is it dead or is it alive?
Dude, just give Naughty Dog the reasonable doubt, man. Have they not done right by you all these years?
What else have they made?
The Uncharted series, the Crash Bandicoot series, the first three Crash Bandicoot games, Crash Team Racing, the Jak and Daxter games.
I don't know. I never played the Jak and Daxter games, and I've been curious. So, I'm low-key kind of mad at myself, because I was like, I was super bored, right? And, I was like, you know what? I was like, I had PlayStation, not PlayStation Plus, PlayStation Now. And I was like, yeah, it was cool. Like, the quality was pretty good. And so I was like, all right, yeah, you know what? All right, I already did the free trial, so I'm going to do just, like, the month. Just see how I like it. And it's like, oh, it's like, you don't have to pay. You're already a member. But your renewal is coming up today, or tomorrow. And I was like, what the hell? I was like, dude. I've been paying for PlayStation Now for, I don't know, it's got to be at least over a year.
Oh my God.
No idea.
Oh, what was it, like $9 a month? $15?
$10, yeah.
$10.
Yeah, I know. And I was like, oh my God, dude. Like, I'm not mad that, like, I have this subscription. I'm mad that I didn't know I had this subscription. Like, I thought I canceled it.
All those games you could have played.
Yeah, so right now I'm just getting my money's worth. You know, I played Guacamelee.
Oh, great game.
Played Until Dawn. I tried some golf game. I like real golfing.
So
video game golf is kind of whack.
Wait, was it Hot Shots?
No, they don't have Hot Shots on there. I wish they did.
Or I'm sorry, I think they call it Everybody's Golf now.
There's some new, like, it's a realistic golf game.
Oh, yeah, that's probably not going to be good then. It's probably like an EA one or something.
Yeah, I didn't like it. It was just, I like the cartoony golf games. They're a lot more fun, to be honest.
Yeah, I think
if I wanted to play like a real sports game, I'd play like basketball or baseball or football.
Right.
Not golf, man.
But do you stream it or does it let you download them now?
So it's actually better now because, all right, so I knew that if I played Until Dawn while it was streaming, it would be buggy. There would be problems, and then it would just take me out of, like, the moment and the experience. So I just downloaded it, and then I started playing it. But I've streamed, I did stream Beyond Two Souls. It was having problems, so I was like, nah, dude, like, I know this, like, actually seems like a really good game, so I downloaded it, and yeah, it's way smoother. Some games, like, you know, if you're playing, like, a Guacamelee, something that, you know, the file size is, like, a lot smaller, it runs fine. Like, no problems at all.
Okay.
Yeah, the next one I want to play is Spider-Man.
Yeah, I still need to play that one myself. Oh, dude, did you see the PlayStation Ghost of Tsushima presentation?
No, I didn't watch that because they always show a lot of footage, and I'm just like, dude, I'm so fucking tired of this. Like, dude, just release the shit already. Stop doing this.
Dude, you should check it out. It's 18 minutes. They don't show a lot of story or anything like that. They show, like, one mission played in two different ways, and they basically show you how you navigate the world a little bit.
Okay, so what type of game is it? Is it going to be, like, a Bloodborne game? Like, what is it going to be?
It kind of seems like an open world game, kind of like maybe Horizon Zero Dawn, a little bit more focused, a little bit more controlled. But you're like a samurai guy, or you play more like a ninja if you want to, mix and match, stuff like that. But the game is gorgeous, dude. It is so
no doubt about that.
Like, everybody's talking about how great The Last of Us looks. This game looks so good. Like, it might even look better than Last of Us. I'm not sure. I haven't seen them side by side. But, all right, here's the features that it has. All right, you ready for this? You can play the game. It has a Japanese audio track, so you can play the game in Japanese. It has a black and white setting with a film grade.
That's actually kind
of
sick.
See, because they're fans of, like, the old Kurosawa films and, like, basically the samurai films from back in the day. So they made it so you can play the entire game in black and white with Japanese audio track.
I might get it based on that.
And I guess they made, like, a comment that, like, it makes it extra windy too, because those moves are always, like, really windy.
Okay, so it's, like, a difficult setting or what?
No, it's not. It's just black and white. Yeah, it's just to try to make it look as much like an old samurai film as they could.
That's actually pretty dope, dude. Okay, as soon as we finish this, I'm gonna watch that. And based on what you're telling me, if I like it as much as what you just said, I'm gonna pay full price and pre-order it.
Yeah, I'm thinking I might pre-order it now too. I was gonna look into the pre-orders because that game looks pretty good. Looks pretty good. I don't know how long it'll be. Yeah, like, again, they didn't talk too much about the whole campaign or anything like that. It was really just kind of short snippets of, like, hey, here's something to check out. Like, hey, you can paint your armor. If you want to paint your armor, that's an option. Hey, you like taking photos in games? Because that's, like, everybody expects you to have that now. Here's our photo mode. You can change, like, you know, you can have flowers, like, floating in the wind in the photo mode. You can change what flower is and stuff like that.
You can have, like, a beautiful, like, scenery while there's, like, blood splattering.
I don't know. Oh, that's one thing. I didn't pay a lot of attention, but it seemed like in the black and when they switched to black and white, it did feel like there was more blood splatter than there was in the regular version.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that they switched it to red.
No. But it felt like there was more blood splatter, you know, kind of like being over the top cinematic or something like that. I'm not 100% on that. It just felt like that.
So, like Tarantino style, like in Kill Bill? Is it, like, over, like, exaggerated?
Not, like, over exaggerated, but, you know, like old samurai movies where it's, like, somebody gets cut, and I'm like, all right, there's probably, like, maybe a little bit too much blood in that for that cut. You know, where, like, it splatters across, kind of, like a little stream.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just because it was black and white, but it looked like it was more like that style than when it was in color.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I might watch it now.
I mean, you should. You should definitely watch it now. Not right now, but...
Yeah, after this podcast is over, I'm definitely going to watch that. You know, what you should definitely check out is... I think it's... I think it's Capadonna from Wu-Tang. He has a old martial arts movie And he just dubbed it over himself with, like, other people. And it's a pretty good kung fu movie.
Huh. Okay. Is that, like, on Netflix or something, or for free?
I wish. No, I think it's called, like, Masters of the Guillotine or something.
Oh, of the Flying Guillotine?
Or something. I forget.
It's, like, a guy with, like, a sharp hat or something like that? No.
No, I'm tripping. I forget. I had it, but I had a flood. Oh, it's called The Iron Fist Pillage.
Oh, okay. All right.
Capadonna from Wu-Tang is like, yo, what up, yo? And it's like coming from this like kung fu master. It's pretty funny. And then the girl's like, I got a tattoo for you. And he's like, yeah, that's word. it's him dubbing over like the voice. He's like, yeah, that shit look ill. You gotta watch it.
Send me a link to it or something like that.
Yeah, I had a copy of it. It's like, it's kind of rare, but it's not that expensive. Yeah, I'll try to find it. But yeah, Iron Fist Pillage by Capadonna of the Wu-Tang.
For sure, for sure. So I picked up some VR games this week. I only got a chance to play one of them. So I picked
Rick and Morty?
No. I picked up Arizona Sunshine because it was on sale. It was like an older one. I kind of... When it first came out, I kind of wanted to check it out, but I didn't want to pay full price. But it was on really good sale, so I picked that up. I picked up The Walking Dead Saints and Sinners, because I just have to... Even if I never played it, I felt like I had to support that level of gameplay in VR.
Wait, do they sell that? Is that game available just regular, not in VR?
No, it's strictly made for VR.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it looks really good. I don't know if you... Have you seen videos of it yet?
No, I haven't. I think I had seen it like the other day.
Yeah, I would look at like gameplay video on YouTube. Like, it's ridiculous. I saw that game, I was just like, this is just a full on game. Like, there's no gimmicks or anything like that. This is just a straight up game. It was pretty cool. So I am excited to jump into that. But the one I did jump into because I was way more excited about it was Pixel Rift 1995, the sequel to Pixel Rift 1989. The game's fun, I've been liking it. My only problem is I've been having like tracking issues, and that entirely could be the setup that I have in my room right now. I might not be working with the VR. I haven't done VR in a while, so I might have to change some things around to test it out, but I couldn't do the second level boss because you're supposed to be able to just like hit a button and your character attacks. It just was not happening for me. So there was like some interference between my controller and the console, or something was happening that it just wasn't inputting the commands. So I just could not do any damage to the boss. It was frustrating, to say the least. And they crashed on me at one point, and it saves at the end of levels. And I was like halfway through a level, and when it crashed, I had to do the level all over again. There's definitely been some bugs, which kind of sucked, because I was really stoked on just like sitting there and playing this game for like hours. And I just had to stop after like an hour or two, because there was too many problems going on with my setup.
Damn. So what else did you play then?
I did play a little bit more Evil Land 2 on the Switch. I got the little grip thing. It seems like it's helping out. I haven't done like a really long session, but it seems like it's helping out a little bit. Because I think the problem, actually, the more I like handle it, I think the biggest problem I have is that the input, like the D-pad, is like so close to the edge of the Switch Lite that I feel like I have to like stick my hand off of the console to be able to use those buttons.
Yeah, getting used to it it's kind of difficult going from, you know, you gripping like a full size controller to this like flat thing. But like, you added the support, you said, right?
Yeah.
Like, even then, yeah, like it's still like a little weird. Like, I don't really like the control that like you put the Joy-Cons in to play the Switch like on your TV. Even that's, like, too small for me.
Yeah, I have messed around with that setup, too, at a friend's Switch. And, yeah, it was too joined together. Yeah.
Yeah, it's way too close. Like, so, yeah, if you play for hours like that, and then you go back to playing on, like, Xbox or PlayStation, it's a big difference. You notice, like, how small that controller is. You know what's crazy? And they make controls that you can play that with that are... and like way smaller that fit like in the palm of your hand.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like I think I've seen one of those. And that's why.
Yeah. Like I don't even know how people play with like one Joy-Con as like their controller. Like if they play two player, it's like this is my controller. That's yours. Like it's way too small.
I've done it. I tried it with the Smash Brothers. It was not comfortable at all. It was actually kind of hard to even hit the buttons.
Yeah, dude, that was the problem I had. Like, I couldn't even hit the buttons.
Yeah, and even Smash Bros., like, you know, playing it, like, in the handheld mode, two-player stuff like that, it's just, the screen's too small, I feel, for that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, you could always get, I don't know if there's a USB port on the Lite, but you could always play with, like, other controllers. Like, you can get a Pro controller and then set the Switch Lite up. And then play using a Nintendo Pro Controller.
Yeah, I think you can do that on the Switch Lite through the Bluetooth.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I think it still supports up to, like, what is it, like, 8 controllers or something like that?
Yeah. But if you have, like, the main Switch, the big one, you can put a, they sell these things that are called, like, brick, like, USBs, and you can put it in, and then you can sync it with your PS4 controller.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that would be ideal.
I just haven't done that because the pandemic, I got shit that still has over a month and it still hasn't shipped.
Wow.
Yeah, but apparently Jordan golf shoes are an essential product and I got those in 2 days.
And you need to be able to unwind. You know, white people are out there with guns marching on Capitol Hill. They need to keep them appeased.
I don't know how long I can do this podcast for. Right now I'm feeling a little sick due to all the 5G interference and the reptilian lord speaking to me.
Is he saying you can't do the podcast anymore, the reptilian lord? He's like, yo, I don't like that comment he just made.
Yeah. Also, I'm a flat earther now. No, I'm just kidding. I do know somebody that is a flat earth believer, though.
And you're best of friends with him?
I'm friends with him. I'm embarrassed that he thinks that that's real and 5G is real.
Somebody you know from, like, high school or, like, a work friend?
It's a fool I know.
It's a fool you know. All right. I am curious about that. Is there an argument? Does he have an argument?
Okay, he just calls... Alright, here, this is not even video game related now. So he just calls all of my friends, as well as myself, sheeple. You know, like, this guy's Morpheus, and somehow, you know, he's got all this knowledge, but then he's just, like, regurgitating, like, the same conspiracy theories that people have been preaching for years, but all of a sudden they're ultra woke, and everybody right. else is a sheep. But it's like, homie, if you're gonna believe these things without any actual, like, proof and, like, claim, like, I'm right, you're wrong, then you're the biggest sheep. Right. I don't know. Like, I was like, you know, like, let's say the earth is flat. Okay. Let's just say it is. Okay. Now, what's the benefit of lying and saying, no, it's actually round? Like, how, like, that doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
And then he's like, you're ignorant. It's just like religion. Like, you know, when I ask questions, like, nobody really gives me answers. Except for one person I work with. And I was like, oh, that's actually tight. But most people like that fool, like, you know, it's like, but why? Why lie about it being flat?
Yeah. I remember, I don't know if I told you this. I had a friend that was having, like, a personal crisis and stuff like that. And he was basically putting a lot of pressure on himself that, like, I'm not contributing to society, like, I'm being a burden and stuff like that. And, you know, like, I'm kind of, like, I'm, like, a messed up individual and stuff like that. I was like, yeah, you know what the Bible says about people? It says they're stupid. But basically, it says they're stupid and they don't know how to do things the right way. That's the whole Bible as far as humans are concerned. Like, if you really think about it, you know? It's like, hey, can you do this and not mess up? Nah, son. Maybe for, like, a generation, but now I'm going back to my dumb ways.
Yeah, exactly. We're devolving. All right, so I got to ask you, are you going to get Little Hope this year when it comes out? And are you going to play Men of Medan?
I don't know.
I mean, so like the guy that I was just talking about, that dude, he got platinum and all the trophies on Until Dawn. And I'm like, dude, I don't know if I could play it, like, again. Like,
yeah.
I just finished it. Like, I already know, like, a lot of the fear of the game is taken out because I know what's what now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what did you think of the story, actually?
I thought it was pretty good. I wanted to kill one of the people intentionally because I didn't like her.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Was she going out with a certain guy wearing a football jersey?
Varsity jacket. Yeah. Yes, because, all right, she was practicing infidelity. And obviously, you know, from listening, I don't play that. I'm divorced. I don't like that.
Yeah, no. So, I think everybody hates that character. I think that character is made to be hated.
She got to go. It was hard. I was like, maybe I shouldn't kill her. And then I was like, nah, she's going to get it. I was like, leave her behind. And then you find out like an hour later, like, hey, she's still alive. She survived that. I'm like, what? No. I'm just like, dude, oh my God. That game has a lot of twists and turns. You think you understand things and like, you think things are what they are, but then they're not what they appear. Like, as cliche as it is.
Yeah.
Like, that's just how the game works. Like, even in the Man of Medan, same thing. Things are not as they appear.
Okay, okay. I will say, though, Mike, best character in the game.
Yes.
I did not like him at first, but, like, halfway through the game, when he starts going through, when he basically becomes a John McClane from Die Hard, I was like, yes, this guy all the way.
Yeah, I was like, okay. I was like, this is going to work out. Like, all right, this guy, like, because I was going to kill that dude based on, like, what I had seen when I was the guy with the Letterman jacket. And I was like, oh, hell no, both of them are going to die.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, but that was really good. Like, and then the kid from, what's his name? He's from
Bad Robot?
Mr. Robot.
Yeah.
I was like, I hate this guy because I watched that show and it never went anywhere. I was like, this fool's definitely gonna die.
He won't talk about the game. In interviews, people ask him about the game. He won't talk about it.
Really? Why?
I don't know. I guess he's like, he didn't like the way it turned out or something, or he didn't like his performance in it. I don't know.
Why? He played his role just like he plays in everything else.
Yeah, he really does.
Like, very robotic and, like, not really, like, emotions. Like,
in this game, it makes sense, though, in this game. It has a purpose.
In this game, it made a lot more sense on why he's like, this is why I'm like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I did like it, though. It was a really good game.
Yeah, I did find that, like, kind of these story-driven games, like, choose your, like, your dialogue option type of game, stuff like that. I did have some of the same problems. Sometimes characters would die, and, like, the choice wasn't very clear. Or, like, you know, like, I thought I was going to do one thing and did something completely different.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I didn't know that if I did this, it was going to result in her going over here and grabbing this thing and using that. It just said, do you want them to live? Or do you want them to run left? And it's like, well, I don't know what run left means. It's like, oh, run left means that the girl would get the lighter, get the torch, and then throw it in the gasoline. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Like, how was I going to know that?
Exactly.
It just said, go left.
I think I had, like, a character die because there's a scene with the flare gun. And I was like, all right, give this person the flare gun. And I was like, oh, that person's dead now because they didn't have the flare gun to defend. No, that's not what it was. So I find the flare gun. And he automatically gives the flare gun away. And I get no choice. And that's because, like, 20 minutes earlier in the game, I made a choice that I was like, all right, yeah, that sounds like good advice. Like, I'll follow that advice instead of fighting. And because I didn't choose to fight at that specific moment, it made him give away the flare gun, and he died because he didn't have a flare gun.
Okay, I was, like, trying to avoid those moments. And, like, I did avoid it until one part in the game. And then I was like, oh my God, dude, if I would have just done, like, I killed, like, three people because of one choice. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, I didn't know that that meant that. Like, I didn't know.
Yeah, especially, like, when it's a consequence that's, like, 20 minutes later.
Yeah. I was like, well, that seemed like the right thing to do. Like, oh, man. Yeah, okay, so I had this conversation with a coworker. I was asking him, I was like, dude, I was like, so those games, like, you know, Beyond Two Souls, Until Dawn, Men of Medan, The Hope, whatever that new one is, yeah, Little Hope that's coming out, Rain, Detroit, I was like, what are those, like, what are they called, like, what are those style of games called? I really don't know, like, are they, like, story-driven action, or
I think
survival horror, or, like, I don't know.
I mean, I think it falls more into the classification of adventure games. Like, the old school, like, adventure games on the PC, so I feel like it'd be more like a adventure game.
I mean, yeah, but, I mean, it's gotta have its own, like, sub-genre at this point. Like, I feel like there's enough of the games. Like, it's not like how the new Kojima game, it's its own game. Like, you wouldn't even call that an action game. I mean, I guess you would call it an action-adventure.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I get what you're saying. Yeah,
but I mean, yeah, it's got to be in its own, like, sub-genre. Like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, I tried to come up with it to, like, what it would be called, and, like, I don't know.
Yeah, like, dialogue tree adventure or something?
Would it be, like, a choose-your-own adventure? Like, I don't know how to say it. Like, I don't know.
It seems like it would be a choose-your-own adventure. But, like, people don't say that about games. They say it about books.
Yeah, like Goosebumps.
Yeah, that's the first thing that popped in my head when you said it.
Yeah, so, anything you're going to pick up?
You know the Hunt game that you showed me, or Hunt Down, whatever? That looked pretty interesting, I'm not going to lie. It looked like it could be fun.
Oh, okay. The Hunt for, it's actually on PS4. I was trying to see if we could play it together, so it's on PS4. And it's on Switch, and it's called, yeah, it's called Hunt Down. That's the one with Anaconda.
Yeah, Anaconda.
And then the guy that they named, what was his name? It was like Jake McClain. Like, they changed his name.
Yeah.
From John McClain. They said that he's been a man since he was a boy.
Yeah, that's right.
His blood type spells AK-47.
It's so over the top, but the gameplay actually looks pretty good.
Yeah, so like, so that game, alright, so we'll talk about that. So, that game, it's cool because it's a regular side shooting game. I guess the AI is pretty good in the game, but they also allow you to take cover behind things, or like in doorways. But they can also be destroyed also. And then each character has, like, one-liners that they'll say throughout the game. But I guess the game is not very long. It's probably about, like, maybe you'll get, like, 8 hours out of it. 8 or 10 hours, and then that's it.
But it's only 20 bucks, though.
Yeah, that's true. And I think it only has local co-op.
Oh.
So I don't think, like, I was going to get it and be like, dude, like, are you down to get it? But, yeah, no, I think it's only local. Well, I'm still waiting on Streets of Rage.
Yeah, I know.
So we could play that online.
Yeah, I got another friend that wants to play that with me, too. I'm like, why? Why is it only two players online? I don't understand.
Why couldn't they make it four?
Yeah, why couldn't they make it four? I mean, I understand, like, maybe that costs more, or is more difficult to code or something like that. Like Sony and Xbox, they need to have this, like, infrastructure. Like, hey, you want to make a game? It's got co-op. Here, we got this, like, basic sample of how to do co-op online to make it easier for people to do it online. Because, like, the Hunt Down should be online co-op. That game looks sick. I want to play that with people online.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense either because you can play 4-player local on Streets of Rage.
Or you know what they could do? Because actually Sony did this back on the PSP days. They had this app that you could download on your PlayStation 3. And it would connect your PSP to the PlayStation 3 and connect it to lobbies online. So basically, it will create a local play session through the internet.
Oh, see, I never got to... YouTube was, like, still pretty new when the PSP was out. So it was, like, still hard to find, like, information.
Yeah, no, it was.
That's why I never did that. Like, I would always try to figure out ways, but I would never get there.
Yeah, it was confusing. I think at first you had to download an app. There was, like, a thing you can download on your computer to make it work. But I think Sony eventually just kind of came out with their own way of doing it that you could do on the PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
But it was cool. Like, I don't know why they can't do that with their PS4 or their PS5 for games that are local co-op only. I mean, sure, your enjoyment of it will be dedicated by your internet speed, but that's on you at that point. At least Sony's giving you the option of taking these local co-op only games and playing them with your friends, like, online.
Yeah, that's true. See, that's what I always thought. It's like you're already there. How much harder is it to go the extra distance? Like, you're already there.
Yeah, especially remembering now that Sony did this already once.
Do you have the for the Switch? Do you have the Nintendo Pass where you can play like all the
online pass? No, I don't.
Yeah, they're uploading this week. I believe it's it's on the 20th. Wild Guns. Rygar, Logic Bomb, Pandel, Deapon, and I don't know, that's it.
Okay.
But that's pretty cool, they put Wild Guns on there.
Yeah, Rygar is pretty popular too.
I don't think I've ever played it.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever played it too, but I know it got remade, like, I think on the PlayStation 2 or the PlayStation 3 at some point, in like a 3D game. It was really popular. I've heard a lot of people talk about it since...
Really?
Yeah. Apparently it was a pretty popular game. It's like an arcade port, I think, that came out on the Nintendo.
Nah, I don't remember it at all.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't a Nintendo household, so I never... All the only Nintendo games I knew about were the ones that friends had. I never knew anybody that had it.
You were never playing with power.
No, I was just doing what Nintendo couldn't do. I'm still doing that now between Sony and Microsoft. You know what I'm saying?
What, Nintendo don't?
Yep. All right. Is there anything else you want to catch up on this week?
No, but now it's time for Adam's ranting.
Oh.
Look, bozos, you're in your car. Take your mask off. You're not going to give yourself corona, all right? You're not going to give yourself the COVID-19. If you got it, you got it. If you didn't, you didn't. Whatever. Just take it off. Use the sanitizer. Make sure before you leave your car, you got the sanitizer in a place that's accessible to yourself. Rub it on your hands. Rub it on the steering wheel. Rub it on your keys. Now take off your mask and get the hell out of here.
I actually had that comment earlier this week, too. All right, on the flip side, though, I saw a car full with five people, convertible, top down, not a single mask in that car.
So?
The car's full to the brim. People are sitting next to each other.
Maybe they all live in the same household.
Maybe. It's still convertibles down. You know, they got to stop for traffic at some point.
That's true. I mean, a lot of places are starting to lift the restrictions, so maybe, you know, GameStop, that heartless company, will make their employees, you know, work at the door front with the register there, and I can get my copy of Indivisible.
They are open for pickups.
No, they're not. What do you mean? They got the shutters all the way down in front of the door.
Yeah, no, they have, like, they open the door, like, a little bit, and they just, like, stick their hand out and hand it to you. Unless they got shut down even more.
They straight up have metal, like the metal pull down doors, like you can't even see in there.
Okay, because last I heard that was the thing, like, yeah, they do curbside pickup, and like everybody was complaining because they weren't giving them gloves, and they had to like just put a plastic bag on your hand.
Oh yeah, well look it, For the employees, all they really have to do is just provide them with hand sanitizer. They don't need gloves. All they do is they just put the they put it on, spray it, rub it on their hands, grab the card they're going to grab. Okay, now, then they do the exchange with them, with the, or no, they don't even have to do that, right? Because they've already paid at this point. All they do is, okay, you're so-and-so, they show them ID, okay, here's your copy of, I don't know, whatever game that they got.
Animal Crossing. You know it's Shrek. Animal Crossing.
They got Shrek 3D, okay? And then, oh, they're getting Rocket League. I don't know. Either way, they're getting a copy, and then all the employee does is come back inside, sanitize their hands, they're good.
Yeah. But they weren't giving them the...
Yeah. No, that was in the beginning, I heard, though. They were, like, telling them, like, yeah, just put plastic bags over your hands.
Okay, I thought they were still open doing curbside pickups in a different way.
No, they got a lot of heat in the beginning because people were like, dude, we're not essential.
Yeah.
And they're saying we're essential, and they're not even providing us with the necessary things that we need to be open.
Well, of course, Adam, at this point, you disagree, and you believe that they are essential, so you can get your copy of Indivisible, right?
I mean, they're providing a service that I appreciate. Yeah. I mean, dude, it's like... I don't know. A lot more places are open, though. Like, I went and I sat down in a restaurant and had a beer yesterday.
Oh, really? Yeah, I heard your neck of the woods was opening up a little bit.
So, like, okay, so they're starting to open up a little bit, but you have to... So, all right, so let's say I went with a friend and I was meeting you, right?
Yeah.
And we got there and you weren't there. So I cannot go into the establishment and sit with you unless I come in with you as a group. All right, so then you show up, so then we got to mask up, go in there. The only way you can drink beer in there is if you order food. So then once you've ordered food, you've ordered drinks, then you will be taken to your seat, which is 6 feet apart from everybody else. All right, now let's say Jeff Lara comes in and you want to go say hi to him. You cannot say hi to Jeff Lara. He cannot come sit with us. You have to go outside. Everybody's got to go outside as a group and be reseated again.
Wow.
Yeah. And like, say you got to go to the bathroom, you got to mask up again too.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not a big deal.
Speaking of Jeff Lara, did you see that his account name got changed online?
PlayStation?
Yeah, not like his account name, but like the one that you can change for free that doesn't matter.
No, what did it get changed to?
Jeff, big circle, little dot, big circles, like a face. You know, like a big, like a wide-eyed face type of thing.
Yeah.
Just saying. Got changed. Maybe it is him.
It's definitely him. I saw the games he's playing. It's him.
Maybe we gotta jump on the Fortnite and invite him to a game of Fortnite. You know, you can't resist that Fortnite.
I never see him on Fortnite. I just assume it's his kids. And also, I had to delete Fortnite because I had to make room for a Call of Duty update. If you want to play Call of Duty sometimes, you should download that.
We'll play. I don't know if I have 200 gigabytes open.
Just get it so that way we can talk trash to people.
Dude, I have no right to talk trash to people, dude. I'm going to be dead like the first 10 seconds of any match.
Well, I'll show you.
Many have tried. Nobody's made me good.
Well, I'm not saying that I'm great, but I mean, they've made it a lot better so that way you could bring people back. Like if you died, I could pay, bring you back, or you could have a loadout set up to like things you want. So it randomly drops from the sky every like 5 to 15 minutes, and then you can run to it and get your loadout, and then you have all your guns that you like.
That's interesting. I mean, I'll try it out, but I wouldn't expect me to stick with it for very long.
You know what? Today, when I was playing Monster Hunter, I was actually like pretty impressed with it.
How so?
Because I never ran through like certain zones and noticed like certain things. Like today was like running like super smooth, And then I noticed, like, giant bugs that were, like, crawling with me and, like, are, like, around me. And I was like, whoa, like, that's crazy. Like, all this detail, like, I never noticed in the game.
Yeah, it could be kind of hard to notice it because you're so focused on that big giant thing in front of you that you're trying to kill.
Yeah, because I was playing with Gale, and I was, like, trying to, like, figure out, like, what she was doing. Like, if she was getting off or if she was going to, like, help me, like, track this next one. And then I was, like, looking around, and I was like, whoa, like, I never noticed, like, this, like, it looked like a giant roly-poly, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Still an impressive game. And I'm like, whoa, and this still isn't what they want it to be. They want it to be more.
Oh, dude, is that Unreal Engine 5?
I know, that's what I was thinking about, to be honest with you.
But, dude, how can you delete Fortnite? Don't you know Fortnite's going to get updated with the Unreal Engine 5?
Yeah, no, I'll get it again. I just need to make room. Like, I think I've made enough room.
Haven't they been doing, like, concerts in Fortnite, too?
Yeah, they had the Travis Scott one. I went to that.
You were there. You got the t-shirt.
Yeah, I was there and everything. Full regalia.
How was that, actually?
I mean, it was just, it was, like, whatever. It was cool. Like, I mean, that's, I've done a few of the Fortnite events. When they're like, the map's going to change and, like, you can watch it change. Or, like, Thanos is going to come to the island at this time. That was pretty cool.
All right. And all right, everybody, thanks. That's it for episode 212. Thanks for jumping in with us. We'll see you all next week.
See you later, chomos.